So now we will hear Jean Douglas from the very important nation of Ireland.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jean Douglas, and I am representing the LaRouche movement in Ireland. We are known as the LaRouche Irish Brigade, and we chose the name because we thought that it was a combination of words that would cause some anxiety within some circles of the British establishment. We thought they would not be too keen on the term LaRouche Irish Brigade as a group. We are a new group, and it is unfortunate, I think, that Ireland had not established such a group long before now, so that it could be properly established at this critical time. Personally speaking, I wish that I had discovered the LaRouche movement about 30 years ago, because I would certainly have joined them at that time. However, we are growing quickly as a group in Ireland, and we will endeavour to make an impact in the critical period ahead. I would like to, just before I go any further, I would like to, if I may, just to send our best regards to our Republican friends in Ireland, in Sinn Féin. Gerry Adams, the Sinn Féin president, was an invited speaker at this conference, and unfortunately, due to work commitments in the Dáil, which is the Irish Parliament, he was unable to attend. But he sends his sincere apologies for that, and also his best wishes for the event. Sinn Féin and we in the LaRouche Irish Brigade represent an unbroken tradition of republicanism in Ireland. It has stretched back for centuries, actually, and the very essence, the bedrock of the nation of Ireland, is republicanism. And I think that the various manifestations of British liberalism that have been evident in recent decades and years are merely, you could say, a detritus which has settled on that bedrock of republicanism. I think that as soon as we rediscover our republican principles, that detritus of liberalism will be wiped away. In fact, now as we begin to rediscover and disseminate the ideas of physical economy as presented by Arthur Griffiths in 1905, at the very inception of the nation's inception, and also later by Michael Collins, we trust that we can play a significant role in bringing about the final defeat of the British Empire. And we think that that would be very appropriate and a great cause for celebration after 800 years of occupation. The most immediate battle ahead at this present time is for us to force the Irish government to live up to their moral and constitutional obligations to hold a referendum on the Eurozone fiscal compact. Once the referendum is assured, We must ensure that this austerity pact is firmly rejected by the Irish people. I believe that that outcome is already practically guaranteed, given the misery and the austerity that has been imposed on the Irish population, as well as others across Europe and beyond, by this Troika. I think this is a particularly important issue for all of Europe, because in the light of confirmation by German Minister for European Affairs in Dublin recently, Mr. Linke, who confirmed that the EU negotiators sought to design their policy in such a way as to avoid a referendum in Ireland. So, in effect, they were using Ireland as a kind of test cause. But I think we are fortunate in Ireland that we have a patriotic, republican-minded and a wise president in Michael D. Higgins. And we are confident that he will defend the Irish Constitution robustly in the face of this assault. In fact, President Higgins has earned our admiration in recent years in particular, as he has been the only president in Europe, as far as I'm aware, to have spoken out in support of Glass-Steagall. He has also highlighted the fallacy of Austrian school economics at every opportunity, and his most recent engagement on these issues was at the London School of Economics just a few nights ago, and it was very courageous and a very timely intervention by him. Just a word on the LaRouche Irish Brigade. We have become more emboldened over the past year, and we have as we look to follow LaRouche's plan and orientation towards the Arctic, we also look for the possibility and the potential of new alliances based on principles of physical economic development as well as cooperation. And in this respect, we were greatly heartened at the recent visit to Ireland last week of Chinese Vice President Xi. I think the significance of this visit should not be overlooked or trivialized, as those who think in monetarist terms will tend to do. But it is much more than simply an opportunity to increase trade. As the only European country on the Chinese delegation's itinerary, I think and hope that the visit signals the beginning of precisely the kind of alliance that is so critically important at this present time. And it follows the references to these sorts of alliances that we made in our recent brief paper, Ireland and Economic Revival. So we look forward to long-term cooperation with our Chinese friends and others, both around the Arctic and also throughout Europe. Nations that are aligned to and orientated towards physical economic development. So my address has been quite short. I just wanted to give you a flavour of our new group and, you know, what is happening politically in Ireland at the minute. So just to finish, I would like to give you a nice example of how the LaRouche message is spreading and becoming more recognised internationally. And I was told recently that the LPAC, the LaRouche Political Action Committee, have been operating a Twitter account for some time, but had detected a surge of activity recently. So when they investigated, it turned out to be the surge turned out to be from taxi drivers from all over Ireland who had been tuning into this Twitter account. So I thought it was interesting, a completely new development, and I think a tribute to Claudio, who has had quite an impact, not only in Italy, but far beyond. So I'd like to close with that. Thank you very much.